On July 4th, the DDF under Antipope Francis declared Vigano, quote, excommunicated for his rejection of Francis's claim to the papacy and for his rejection of Vatican II, among other things. Vigano is correct on those matters.
The Vatican officially excommunicates Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, papal nuncio to the United States, from 2011 to 2016.
This declaration by Francis's DDF with regard to Vigano is completely invalid because Antipope Francis is not the Pope. He's a notorious heretic, as we've proven with abundant documentation. He has no authority to excommunicate anyone. He preaches a false gospel. He doesn't profess the true Catholic faith. Consequently, he's not part of the Catholic Church. On this matter of the invalidity of the declaration with regard to Vigano, the following papal teaching is relevant. In the year 430, sometime after Nestorius, the Bishop of Constantinople, began to endorse the heresy that Mary is not the Mother of God, Pope St. Celestine wrote the following about those who had been excommunicated by him, quote, "Nevertheless, lest the sentence of him who had already called down a divine sentence upon himself should appear to have force even for a time, the authority of our apostolic see has openly ordained that no bishop, cleric, or Christian of any profession who were deposed from their position or from communion by Nestorius and those of his ilk, from the time they began to preach heresy, is to be seen as either deposed or excommunicated. But all these have been, and until now remain in our communion, because he who stumbled in preaching such things was not able to depose or remove anyone." End quote. Pope St. Celestine authoritatively taught that Nestorius's acts of excommunication from the time he began to preach heresy were invalid. That's because heretics are automatically expelled from the church, and they don't have authority to remove anyone. This principle, that those who preach heresy are automatically outside the church and cannot remove anyone, applies to Antipope Francis and to other false leaders of the Vatican II sect. They have no authority to remove anyone since they are themselves outside the church. This passage of Pope St. Celestine and a similar passage to John of Antioch were cited by St. Robert Bellarmine, Doctor of the Church, as examples of the Catholic Church's teaching that manifest heretics immediately lose office in the church. Here's the other relevant passage, quote, "But if anyone has either been excommunicated or stripped of episcopal or clerical dignity by Bishop Nestorius or by those who follow him after they began to preach such things, it is manifest that such a person has continued firmly and still continues firmly in our communion, and we judge him not to have been removed, because the sentence of that man who had already shown that he himself should be removed was not able to remove anyone." End quote. It's actually laughable that Francis would pretend to excommunicate anyone, since he teaches complete religious indifferentism. We document that in our material. He endorses non-Christian religions, their false worship. He participates in non-Christian worship. Not only does he endorse non-Christian religions, but he on many occasions has endorsed the notoriously heretical so-called ministries of those who lead schismatic and heretical sects. He teaches that people can be saints and martyrs in those sects. He teaches that they are in the body of Christ. He teaches that those who follow them are the faithful. He teaches that their sects are means of salvation. He worships with them. Francis even teaches that it's illicit and sinful and wrong to try to convert people from those sects.
Non è lecito convincere della tua fede. Il proselitismo è il veleno più forte contro il cammino ecumenico.
Vuoi a convincere a otro che sia cattolico? No, no, no.
C'è un grosso peccato contro l'ecumenismo. Il
proselitismo.
Mai si deve fare proselitismo con gli ortodossi.
The Vatican II sect has also lifted the excommunications against the notorious Eastern schismatics that occurred under Antipope Paul VI. So Francis could not care less about schism, or God, or Catholic teaching. The only reason he has acted against Vigano is because Vigano condemned him and has condemned aspects of Vatican II, and Francis, representing the end times counter-church, acts against those who move toward Catholic tradition, while he allows all kinds of heresies, scandals, schisms, etc. to run rampant in his Vatican II counter-church. That's why he will not excommunicate Joe Biden or other notorious supporters of abortion. That's why he will not excommunicate James Martin, but instead explicitly endorses him. That's why he does not excommunicate the so-called German bishops and countless other heretics and schismatics in the Vatican II counter-church. So this event, this act of Francis pretending to excommunicate Vigano, should indicate, if you have any goodwill and wisdom, that he doesn't represent the Catholic Church. He clearly represents a counter-church that allows all kinds of heresies and schisms to occur while they use their so-called authority to act against those who promote aspects of tradition. So this is just another example that the Vatican II sect is not the Catholic Church. It's exactly what we said, it's the prophesied end times counter-church, and to be a true Christian, a true Catholic, and be saved, one must be a traditional Catholic. I want to close this video by playing a short section from a debate on sedevacantism I engaged in, which covered some of the key points with regard to Nestorius and how he lost authority from the moment he began to preach heresy, which was before he had been declared excommunicated. Do you dispute that Pope St. Celestine, before Nestorius' formal excommunication, said that almost all in this city, Constantinople, have deserted you? And he indicates that he wishes they had done it sooner.
I'm not familiar enough with the context to give an answer.
I'll help you out there. Celestine to Nestorius, Epistle 13, summer of 430. This is before the Council of Ephesus, before the formal excommunication of Nestorius. He says it right to Nestorius. He says, "What conscience do you live on when almost all in the city have deserted you? I would have wished they had been on their guard as much as they are now." So he's clearly endorsing the reaction of the faithful in Constantinople, who rejected Nestorius as a heretic, severed communion with him prior to any canonical process, prior to the Council of Ephesus, etc. But I'll move on. Do you dispute that Pope St. Celestine, in the same series of letters, 430, summer, taught that Nestorius and his fellow heretics lost authority ex quotalia praedicari chaperunt, which means from the moment they began to preach their false doctrines, based on an automatic divine sentence?
Well, I know it is the common opinion that you would lose your office, but I don't have enough of the context here to answer.
Okay, well, he says that lest the sentence of him, referring to Nestorius, who had already called down a divine sentence upon himself, should appear to have force even for a time, the authority of our apostolic see has openly ordained that no bishop, cleric, or Christian of any profession who were deposed from their position or from communion by Nestorius and those of his ilk from the time, ex quo, they began to preach heresy is to be seen as either deposed or excommunicated. He who stumbled in preaching such things was not able to depose or remove anyone. So he had no authority. And Bellarmine cites this passage to demonstrate that heretics lose authority from the moment they preach it. And the preaching of heresies is basically always well before any canonical process, any declaratory sentence. I'll move on. Do you dispute that before Nestorius's formal excommunication, Pope St. Celestine told the clergy of Constantinople that, as his speech demonstrates, we should view him as having already fallen?
I think I agree with Cardinal Billot in this matter that a pope could still retain his office even if he was a heretic. What that would mean for Nestorius, I'm not fit to judge.
Okay, well, he's saying that he has already fallen into heresy and lost authority. Do you dispute that Celestine, before Nestorius's formal excommunication, indicated that Nestorius was not a bishop of the church because he had abused scripture? And I'll give you the quote. Quote, "Of what religion or by what laws does he call himself a bishop, seeing as he has abused both the New and Old Testament?" So he's clearly teaching that someone who abuses the New and Old Testament with false preachings cannot be considered a Catholic bishop. Do you dispute that he said that?
I trust you in good faith that that's what he said.
Okay. Do you dispute that in 428 or 429, well before Nestorius' formal excommunication, a contestatio was posted around Constantinople denouncing Nestorius as a heretic, and that reaction was praised by popes and councils? And it's interesting, a German theologian died 1878, Alzog, he quoted them as saying, "An emperor we have, but no bishop."